I don't know.
That's not the intro.
But that's why that's I called him intro. That. That's why
that
I called him
that. That can't be the intro. Wait. That can't. Why is that the intro? There's way funnier stuff earlier on. Monica, I hate your family.
I know.
I'm Kayla. I'm here with Monica, Pierce, Michael, and Ozzy. Here to have a conversation about topics that are chosen without method.
Welcome to another episode of Chosen Without Method.
Okay.
Can I not do an intro right ever?
The up and up down.
Thank you, Michael. You don't like my intro?
I didn't like the up down.
I gave him a second chance. Yeah,
he still ruined it.
That was okay. Give me the applaud one more time as I come in with the theme song. Applaud with the theme. Okay, well fine then. Hello. Welcome to another episode of Chosen Without Method.
Yeah, if you get a strikeout of time.
I can't do it. It's gonna mess your life.
I can't do it again. All right. So I think before we get into our episode, I think what we should do, we should give a bunch of sound effects for Jackson, and then he comes up with a new theme for us. So we spend like the first like 3 minutes or so just kind of making weird noises. And then we figure out.
That's really
You don't want to do that?
I don't think anyone wants to do
that. That sounds daunting.
Let's be random.
Let's spend the next 3 minutes making different sound effects.
just unlistenable audio except for one person.
I'm going to have to cut all this shit. There's no way I'm leaving this in the episode.
No, leave
Are
it
you
in.
Fucking?
Why are we just doing bird noises?
Uh-oh, Mike. Leave it in.
It's not funny.
Why do you want to laugh?
Shut up.
Why do you want to laugh?
Come on, let me hear it.
I swear to God, you weird. Shut up.
Relax, Mike. It sounds like you want to laugh.
What are you saying?
You're trying your hardest not to laugh, Mike. Just do it.
It should be the sound effects that the comics made, like when you're reading them, but they're not actually, you know, sound effects. Like I did the thwip. What's another one they do?
The Foley work?
Snicked. Shink. Wait.
Ding.
Pow.
The schnick and the thwip. I'm always like,
That's a
Well,
bad.
Snicked is distinctly Wolverine. Thwip is distinctly Spider-Man.
The
onomatopoeias or whatever.
Yeah, it's always thwip. And I was like, is that the sound it makes? And that's the word they're going to go with.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
It can all
that's probably enough that's for Jackson. Enough, Jackson guys. Probably figured this out.
Oh, shit. I actually did it.
All right, Andy. What's the topic for today?
One's gotta go.
So what? Can we do like? Actually, no.
You know the irony is we are missing a member.
Kayla had to go.
Wait, we didn't kill Kayla.
Oh.
Stop saying that.
Kayla did not have to go.
I was about to say something stupid.
She's still with us.
Right. She didn't pass. Or
in memory.
Yeah. This episode's in memory of Kayla.
Stop. Why do we do this every single time?
I gathered here today.
The church.
Michael, all
to remember.
Aragorn. Okay.
Hold on. When Ozzy did that, all I can think about is Lil Bo Peep. Our thing with Lil Bo Peep.
Yeah, I'm not doing that voice no more. I'm not doing that voice no more. I leaned too far in earlier. I don't know what what Bo Peep from Toy Story sounded like, so I was just making up a voice. It was bad. It was bad.
And Pierce don't remember what she sounded like.
Pierce said it sounded like a Muppet, so we just kept leaning
in. The way you guys were saying it.
She was like, country?
So I did country? Like, it was like a semi-Southern accent.
Yeah, Southern?
Yeah, like Southern New Age Southern Belle. New Age Southern Belle.
Clutch my pearls. house.
but the way that Mike was saying it, I think you were saying it, Monica.
It was Carissa and Monica.
Yeah, but
it was just Carissa.
They kind of shortchanged Bo Peep after Jesse came.
Not in the very, very last
Postcard.
Four Bo Peep was wild.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched four.
Wow. You all right. You ain't missed nothing.
And that's what people kept saying. Because I watched three and I was just like, meh.
Yeah.
What?
Three was just meh to me.
That is crazy. There were people that I remember when it came out.
Cried.
That were saying that like three was one of the like
emotional
all-time heavy. best movies.
Three was fire.
Three was really, really good.
Two was my favorite. Three was fire. All right. So my ranking of Toy Story movies is... Since we in here now. It's Toy Story 2.
Definitely
at the top.
2.
Then Toy Story 1, which then people 1. Don't usually agree with me here.
I do.
Then I put 3, and then 4, and then the cartoon, like the Buzz Lightyear cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Star Commander?
Buzz Lightyear, Star Commander. And then the Lightyear movie all the way at the bottom.
Holds your phone.
Yeah, all the way at the bottom.
Where's the last Toy Story?
That was 4.
Oh, okay.
So is 2-1 Buzz Lightyear cartoon.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
But 3... And I haven't seen 4 yet, so I can't do it.
No, it's in this right place.
And everybody told me Lightyear is trash.
Lightyear was dog water.
It's on Disney Plus now.
Everybody said it could be better.
Yeah, that's what they said.
They were saying it could be better.
Not that it was trash, but that it just could be better.
I saw it. I didn't like the way the premise of it, the way they set it up. I'm like, well, this is lame.
I feel like if you leave a movie talking about what it could have been and not about what you just saw, then your movie was ass.
Yeah, I didn't like the retcon.
I can understand if it was like a comic book and then it was just like, man, fuck the source material. But it was already a cartoon and then it was just like, eh, fuck the source material. It's like it was already a cartoon.
And that's what I thought it was gonna be like. I thought it was gonna be like, you know, like the cartoon, they was just like the beginning of them,
yeah.
Like, you know, getting. But him,
have you seen it, AD?
Yeah,
getting okay. him it, into it, but
you haven't seen
every.
It.
I haven't, but everybody's told me that's not what it was.
Oh, he's the
Zurg.
You didn't like Zurg?
Was he trash? Just say it. Was he trash?
It was a trash concept.
Was he not Zurg?
The concept of it was bullshit.
Well, just the whole concept of the movie is just like, what?
It's like, what?
Was he just a random nigga in the Omen number 4?
Oh, God.
Okay, he was random. No. Oh, okay.
You have to watch it, but.
No. They made him an important member of the story.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As he should be. Sure.
Like one of the most important members of the story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I just.
Yeah. I don't like where you're
going. It's on Disney Plus now, so if you want to watch it.
It was dumb, though.
Just because you're American
doesn't mean
don't mean you should marry shit.
All right,
I'll watch Toy Story 4 in freaking Lightyear then.
Just watch Toy Story 4. You can leave Lightyear right where it is.
I want to be upset now.
4 seemed like it was more standalone than like connected to the first 3.
I think it was supposed to be. That was the first one without Tim Allen in it.
Was it?
No, he was in it.
He was in it?
Yeah. I thought
that wasn't Tim Allen.
Yeah, Tim Allen and...
And Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks were... Yeah, they were still Woody and Buzz.
Tom.
I was about to say, like, wait. I'm not going to watch it.
But they just kind of made it... It felt like it was...
It was very much like, I'm on my way out.
It was just kind of a standalone. I don't know. It didn't really feel connected to the first 3.
Mm-hmm. And that was
I know he wasn't Lightyear in the most recent movie.
No, that was Chris Evans.
Yeah, he played Buzz Lightyear in the recent movie because Tim Allen... It was, you know, if a nigga hint at being right wing at all, media is just like, oh no, let's take him out of media.
Yeah.
Let's get him out of here.
Just to be safe.
But Tim Allen ain't hinted at it. He's like been that way for a few years now.
He said some right wing talking points, but I don't think he said anything that was like cancel worthy.
Not cancel worthy, but I mean, like, he had that TV show and he was. No, not that one. He had like a recent.
It was like the build off it wasn't connected to it, but it was essentially the same show.
It was almost the same show. Yeah. And he still had his.
He was born in 1953.
Yeah,
it's true. I don't know. I don't care that people are on the right or the left.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But there's some that are just like super egregious. Like, not okay. Like, okay, yeah. Man, this is just too egregious. Like, get out of here. About but
that.
But some people, no, I don't. I mean, if he just said something that's just aligned to his political choices that wasn't
hourly racist.
Yeah, and I'm like, whatever, dude.
You know, yeah, homophobic or whatever.
Again, yeah. As I said, he hasn't said anything that was cancel worthy yet. Mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe. I could be wrong.
But there are some, and I use this term not lightly, asshats out there that I'm like, dude, why are they still letting you talk?
Like, so here's the thing. Like, and this is like further in the point of that. I know for a fact Clint Eastwood has got to be a fucking racist.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's no way. Hands does that mean that I'm not gonna watch a Clint Eastwood movie? No. I'm gonna watch it and enjoy it.
You're like, I'm a dude.
Like, cause even in he like 90 something and came out with a movie recently that was just like, yeah, it was pretty good.
he's a good director.
I don't necessarily agree with him, but yeah, pretty good.
It's like, I don't agree with his politics, but that movie is fine.
Wait, what was this town called, Mike? What was the town?
I don't know. Cause he started his own little sound. Town.
Sound?
Oh, town. Oh. I got a list.
Thank you. That's what I'm self-conscious about.
Mike, when you said he started his own little town, I was like, and I was like, nope, don't say that.
All right, hold on. All right. Andy.
Let's go.
You ready?
Ready.
Are you pre-reading these things?
No.
You totally are. He's scrolling.
He's looking at 11 right now. That boy cold, bro. You can't stop him.
All right.
24 is going to be a banger.
Wait till we get to 15.
So just these are 14 questions of one's got to go.
We're probably not going to get through all 14.
All right.
Says, he was in Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So choose a breakfast food you'd be happy to live the rest of your life without.
Bananas.
One's got to go. That's bacon.
Hold on.
Bacon. Eggs, pancakes, sausage. Cereal. Bacon, eggs, pancakes, cereal.
Ozzy, what do you got?
One's got pancakes.
Go. Say sausage.
No pancakes? Wow. No pancakes?
No pancakes.
You go without. Wait. What was the rest of the list? I was trying to make the joke. I'm sorry. Eggs,
I was trying to be funny.
Cereal. Bacon, eggs, pancakes.
Cereal, yeah.
Ooh, shit.
Hey, no more McDonald's flapjacks?
I'm eggs. More of a waffle person anyway.
Eggs. That's a workaround. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of eggs.
Is it a workaround?
No omelets?
Just eggs exist.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm going to get rid of real eggs. They give me gas anyway. You know what I'm saying? My stomach's built bad.
And I'll just eat waffles because I like waffles more.
I'm going to max out waffles and pancakes in the same meal with some bacon and some sausages.
Okay.
You
can't help it.
I'm going to say bacon.
Strike me down now.
Bacon.
I'm gonna say bacon.
For recent lifestyle choices or just in general?
In general. I've never liked the taste of bacon.
I think Pierce is just doesn't like pork.
Yeah. When I was eating meat, I was just like can we cut that out?
Hell no.
Pause.
When I wasn't vegetarian I never liked bacon. I just never liked bacon. It was like too salty and too greasy. And like I have a thing with like greasy pizza as well. It gets to be kind of gross. Because like at that point, just kind of wring out the towel.
Yeah, bacon is.
Are you one of them weirdos that blotch your pizza?
Sometimes. If no one's watching.
No, wait.
No one's watching? Yeah.
Listen, I saw a video.
But that's mostly on like pepperoni and stuff.
Well, see, I saw a video today. I guess Little Caesars, I was going to ask if you had it. Little Caesars has a new pizza that apparently...
Or it's just oil.
Apparently has 100 of slices of pepperoni on it. On one pizza.
So
I was like, that thing...
Hey, I'm with it.
So let me tell you. Last time I ordered Little Caesars over here, I called Mike over. I was like, Mike, look at this pizza. Look at this pizza.
Was it sweat and grease?
It was gorgeous.
Oh, it was beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
It was beautiful.
It was gorgeous. So I know how I'm going to go.
Yeah,
I'm fine with it. It's like, oh, I'm going to have my second heart attack, and it's going to be the big one. I'm going home. Like, what the fuck?
The last thing I'm going to hear is pizza, pizza. Like, that's the last thing I'm going to hear.
And then just sirens.
I'm going to say goddamn twice in different contexts. I'm going to take a bite and be like, goddamn. And then it's going to hit, and I'm going to be like, goddamn.
Clutching your chest. Like,
and Mike, when you fall, you know, I'll just be like,
pizza, ooh. Pizza.
And then I'm going to fall, ooh. And Ozzy's going to say, ooh, 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 that fucked me up. So we were building the crib for Phoenix, and something was behind me. I didn't see it, so I kind of tripped over it going backwards. Ozzy didn't do nothing or move. He just looked at me and go, ooh. And luckily, I caught my balance, but that was going to be the last thing I heard because it was something on the ground behind me. I was about to get Dick Grayson'd. Yeah. It was about to be a wrap.
He always dodges.
Batman's going to disown me.
All right, Monica, what about you?
This is
I'm easy. Getting rid of bacon easy.
Yeah, I was about to say vegan.
Of course, like but on principle, like she's I don't vegan. Like to have anything in my kitchen I can't beat up.
She's so vegan. The thing is, it don't count. She vegan.
Back when I used to eat meat, I still didn't want that shit. Like, fuck you. I still didn't want that shit because it was whooping my ass. All around that kitchen.
Oh, it was hard for you to cook?
And I ain't got thick enough skin. That shit.
You put it in the oven.
No. What you do is you build a contraption of like cardboard.
You don't
cardboard
enjoy eating it either. So hey. Your weirdo. Opinion.
I like it both ways. Now that I think about it.
Pause.
Your mom. Auntie was the one to show me how to fry bacon like properly when I was younger.
In the skillet. Well, yeah. With the grease.
I'm like.
Slapping the shit out you. Yeah.
She was up there. I was like, dang.
Yeah, I think my mama might have been a masochist. I don't know why older black folks just love cooking the only type of food that like violently attacks their back as they cook it.
I cook my bacon in the skillet.
Because then, he gave me a fucking raw thistles. Almost fucking sliced my goddamn throat open. And he was like,
those are artichokes.
He was like, new girlfriend, raw oh my thistles. Gosh. This is such a big part of my childhood. And I really, really, really hope you like it.
I did not cook it right. I did not cook it right.
Well, we can definitely tell from this story.
This nigga made bad artichoke.
I was tasting iron for 3 days.
Who are you, President Snow?
Hey, you're just sucking on.
He's bleeding.
Sucking on nails.
Like, that's a motherfucking Californian thistle you just gave me fucking uncooked.
She starts talking to somebody who's like, oh, got changed.
He's like, I think it's done.
It's just raw artichoke.
God, it was the sharpest shit I've ever eaten. And I was like,
it's so good.
Defend yourself, bitch.
And he was like right in my face, like, say it's good.
Hey, wait,
say it's good. See, your eyes aren't lighting up because you don't have that butter.
Every time I've and it's happened a couple times, but every time I made a girl watch Star Wars with me, I had the exact same.
Hey, was it good?
This is one of the best part.
This is the best part, right here.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, like that. You look so good.
Nah. I can turn it off if you don't want to.
Because you don't want to share it with her no more.
Yeah, now I'm pissed.
You're ruining my childhood right now.
You know what? I'm actually tired. You know, just fuck the girl
behind
you.
Deleting her name from his phone. Actually,
while you're there, you do all, well, you're like, click.
Okay.
You're staring at her.
I have not stopped talking to a girl over Star Wars, but I have stopped talking to a girl over Naruto.
Oh.
See if I ever get on Bumble again, bitch.
Must know everything about Naruto.
Everything. Put in my profile right now.
Everything. If I'm getting rid of one of these, it's cereal. I haven't eaten cereal in
what?
Years.
I had cereal this morning.
I was about to say, sometimes cereal is good and like cereal. The surprise cereal when you're like, oh, I'm not really all that hungry. But then one of your friends is just like, want some cereal? I'm like, yeah.
I was just talking to
cereal
someone.
Cereal is the greatest misappropriated midnight snack of all time.
Bro.
So let me tell you. So I had a.
It has a variety of textures. It's awesome.
Well, no, I only eat one. I only eat one cereal ever. Cocoa Roos. Not puffs.
What is a Cocoa Roos?
Cocoa Roos is the kind of come in a bag.
It's in the big bag.
It's the off brand. It's the off Cocoa brand. Puffs.
Huh. Cocoa Roos. It's not Fruit Loops. It's Fruit Circles.
It's Fruit Rounds.
It's Fruit Rounds.
Yeah. Cocoa Roos is the off brand Cocoa Puffs that come in a bag.
Cocoa Roos are fire.
They are made in the same place.
We did Cocoa Roos as well. Cocoa Roos was awesome.
Cocoa Roos is fire.
Okay, no.
It has more.
You can't tell.
They come in a big Ziploc bag.
There is no difference.
Now, hear me out. I feel the same thing about Fruit Loops and Fruit Rounds. Mm. Both fire.
Fruit Rounds taste like the Splenda version.
But if you compare them, like...
Soggy, so fast.
Fruit Loops are...
Yeah.
Hold on.
They're a brighter color.
Monica.
They are a brighter color.
Hold on, and they taste like aspartame.
Like,
hold on. Monica was saying that Fruit Rounds get soggy.
They do get soggy.
Remember, her cereal of choice is
wet.
My wet feet is never salty.
Salty?
I mean soggy.
Flax seeds and almond milk.
This nigga it's usually flaxseed and pumpkin seed.
Yeah, nuts and grains.
Now I go to bite some, she's like, this is delicious. I go to have some and it rips up the roof of my mouth.
She just waits till goes out to the bird feed and just puts it in the almond milk.
Stale granola. It's just fucking big ass chunks of granola.
That's because you're lazy. You gotta bring it back up and chew it again.
You gotta eat rocks before you
So that
you have rocks in your stomach to help grind it down like a horse or whatever.
So when we used to go to Nature Zone, it's been a few times I was like, I'll get some cereal too. I'll eat a bowl of it and then the rest of it I just start picking out of it. I'm just like, man, I don't even eat this in milk no more. This is annoying.
All right. So next question.
Random fact. I got a random fact. Did you guys know that koalas' brains are super smooth?
Did you
also know that if you give koala eucalyptus, like the leaves, it doesn't understand that it's food? They're so smooth-brained that if you give them the only food that they have, not on a stick, they go, that's not food.
Eucalyptus.
So, I say...
I was watching the Ninja Towns. I like koalas. Eucalyptus.
Okay.
Those smooth brains bastards.
How does he look like a koala?
He hail.
Oh my God, why did you laugh at that? Oh,
shit. Ooh. Are we getting back on duty?
But you know what would be a really great insult to do now? Is to call people smooth brained.
Smooth brained.
Man, you're so smooth brained.
Hey. That's been a thing for a while.
But then when you think someone's like doing a really good job, you're like, oh, you have a really wrinkly brain. Is that worse?
Right. I don't know. You ready for another one?
Yeah.
Eucalyptus.
Yeah, but that was a new bit of random facts. So hey, okay, I figured that we can try to do a random fact.
Okay.
You know, every once in a while.
Yeah. You want to double it up?
You got another random fact?
You got another random fact.
I don't have a random number. I gave you two parts.
He's stalling.
I'm not stalling. All right, Andy, what's number two?
Yeah, that's a completely different country.
Yeah. Yeah. It says you're never going to be able to eat one of these comfort foods again.
Hold on, Andy. Before you get started, Monica needs to bring it back. You sure you're good? Okay.
All right.
Monica's such an anarchist that anytime Joseph Stalin is brought up, she breaks it. She's like, I'm Stalin and Lenin. This is stupid. Fuck.
All right.
So you're never going to be able to eat one of these comfort foods again.
Oh no!
Okay. Right? Pizza, burritos, French fries, or burgers.
French fries is gone.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I'm sorry. Let's do this in order, Ozzy.
French fries.
Why?
Because burritos, pizza, and burgers.
Because technically, you could put French fries on all of those, mm-hmm. and it'd just be a part of the things that you could still have.
Boom.
Yeah, yeah. Like kind of like how salsa is. Salsa.
Wait, that's a loophole. Are we doing loopholes?
Well, I mean,
people don't like those.
I'm a gamer. I am a gamer.
Okay.
Yeah, cheating ass.
I'm a professional gamer.
Okay. Okay. So what do you actually get up? You can't have French fries anymore, but you can't have hash browns.
Hey, that boy. Go.
Or tots.
Our tots.
Tater tots. Curly wedges? Fries is technically a different thing.
It says fry, though. Fry.
Nah.
It says fry. I would.
Okay, so you can't have fried bread because they say fry in it?
No.
All right, dude.
But,
yeah.
But they're not fries.
But they're not French fries. I'll have American fries, you guys.
Which is just toast.
if you go to another part of
it's
the
just
country.
Just a full deep fried potato.
Called chips.
American fries is just a whole russet.
No. That'll be a Russian fry.
It's a Russian.
I feel like this is.
Can I get a French fry?
I don't know how this is problematic, but I feel like it is.
It's not cooked. Figured it out.
You think this is problematic?
What, an American fry being just a full russet potato deep fried with salt
full
on top
Idaho,
of it?
Mm-hmm. Idaho russet Idaho? Potato.
Yeah, just drop the bitch in oil.
It's all raw in the middle.
It's like, I'm supposed to bite it?
They give you a container of dipping salt.
I have seen someone eat a potato like that. I'm like, that's gross.
Like a potato?
Like an apple.
I'm like, that's gross. Oh. You're going to get sick.
It was boiled?
No, just like.
Raw? Wait, raw?
Yeah. That can't be good for your digestion. That can't be good for your digestion.
Like, nah, man. Nah, you would have cooked that.
So there was I think it might be like a fruit or like some sort of root vegetable. I think it's called like Yakima or something.
Oh, yeah.
It just tastes like raw potato.
Nah, yeah, man. It's good. The yucca?
Yeah, I had some in like, I forgot what that restaurant's called. I had somebody.
In Miami, right.
I didn't go to Miami.
Yes,
you did. Was it in KC?
I've been to Orlando.
Which is
in Florida.
I've
been to Florida, yeah. But no, I had it in a restaurant here. But it was with a whole bunch of fruit covered in like this mango sauce and chamoy and like tahini. It was crazy.
Was it
and
a Mexican dish?
Yeah, and I picked it up and bit it, and I was just like, well, that's a potato. So I look at the homie who got it for me, and I was just like, is this a raw potato? And she was like, no. Like, she was offended, and I was like, stop playing with me.
See, that's the thing.
Like, I know a potato when I eat
like, I'm eating
potato.
A raw potato right now because you're playing with me. Pull the slick one on the black guy.
Is this the joke?
I was like, no, this is a joke. Feed me a raw potato because I'm
fat. That's the same thing with the artichoke with Monica. You can't ruin my childhood food.
That shit was just a goddamn potato.
I was like, Pierce, are you shitting me? You just gave me like a thorny flower. Are you just fucking with me?
Jack this.
A giant.
All right.
He gave me some black palm.
Pierce, you have not answered yet.
French fries.
Is that it?
French fries. They're like out of all three, they're the most blandest thing. And I feel like with everything else, you can like put so much more food in there and I like a variety of textures. You know,
it's too many. The other ones all have too many options. But French fries have options too. Chili cheese fries, poutine. You know what I'm saying? You can go crazy.
I'm not going to have poutine.
You don't like poutine?
You can't go crazy.
Oh, you can't eat cheese curds? I'm a vegan. I don't care about none of that shit.
You eat cheese
curds? They got vegan cheese curds.
Turn into like a fucking Mother Goose character.
Okay. I've been morbidly obese since I was 6.
Woody, help! The sheep's gone on the... Woody, help!
Oh gosh, Woody, you don't help!
Why is it Mickey Mouse now?
I don't know. I don't know what she sounds like.
She doesn't sound like
when
Mickey
y'all went
Mouse.
There. My mom was like, "Look, guys, I'm a cowboy. Howdy, 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 howdy."
Hey, Pierce did that earlier. As soon as we started the Bo Peep thing, he did the howdy, howdy, howdy.
The sheep's are on the tracks, Woody.
Oh gosh, Woody, my sheep's are on the track. I have no idea what she sounds like. And it's dumb. Yeah, it's dumb as fuck.
I'm pretty sure she does.
Oh gosh, Woody. I have no.
Is it Mickey Mouse or is it Minnie Mouse or is it? Does he go Donald Duck?
I'm not doing a Donald Duck.
I don't even know what she sounds like. That thing, I'm like,
is it Yoda?
I don't know what you said. You know what?
Sheep on the tracks, Woody.
Well, sheep on the track, Woody.
All right, Monica, what
oh
you
God,
got?
Oh, God, Woody, my sheep.
What you got, Monty? What you getting rid of?
So it's burgers, fries, pizza, and burritos.
Burritos.
I want a burrito right now.
Burritos are so good.
I'm doing burrito.
Don't say burrito.
I think we might get it around the board.
I need a burrito.
We might get fries around the board, depending on what Monty say.
Well,
don't let that.
She about to say something different.
No, she's like, I love fries.
Do you gotta say fries?
Yeah, because to be honest, just not having fries doesn't mean that I can't have, say, a whole russet potato deep fried.
Russet potato.
I can still get
an American fry. You can still get an American fry.
I can still get an American fry.
I feel like those are potato chips. Hold on.
The funniest thing of all time would be to ask for fries on the menu and it says American fries and they bring you two Idaho potatoes deep fried and salted.
You made me almost spit out all the water that was in my mouth. Bro.
Is this how it's supposed to come?
So question.
You asked for American fries.
You gave these to me to go.
You made me almost spit all the water out of my mouth.
I'm driving.
Oh, fuck.
So
do it for the drive thru.
So when I go to McDonald's.
I'm driving.
So now that one has to go, when I go to McDonald's and I want them, if I go and like, yeah, let me get some large chips. And they're like, we don't have chips. Give me some fucking large chips, god damn it. You want some fries? I can't say that.
Just give me British chips, nigga.
Chips.
Just
man.
British chips, please.
And then they're like, hello, governor. I was like, oh, fuck.
You all right, innit?
I'm definitely getting rid of fries.
Okay. It's fries around the board.
Yeah, why fries for you?
Because I want the ability to be able to eat burgers, pizza, and burritos.
Yeah.
Fries, like, nah, I'm good.
That's a selfish thing. That's funny.
Because fries are a side dish.
Fries are a side dish.
I'm not giving up a main course for a side dish. It's just comfort food,
but I'm thinking comfort food is like being like chips and like, you know, not like meal, side dish.
Yeah. So when I think comfort food, I think, I think
party stuff.
Like fried chicken and mashed potatoes and gravy, macaroni and cheese. Like,
but for me, it'd be artichokes.
Hearty stew. Chicken spaghetti.
Yeah, I wouldn't go with that.
Ugh.
Chicken spaghetti.
Yeah like a creamy, cheesy chicken spaghetti.
Yeah.
With like, you know, with some like veggies like bell peppers and maybe some like
just
some
a whole really, bell some pepper.
Thick cut onions. And well, I'm about to cook when I get home.
I haven't eaten in my
life. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You start off just, you know, sweat a little bit of shallots in the pan and like the green peppers.
And that's why we
can and then and then you see people starting to write down the ingredients and stuff.
A little olive oil.
This is why we can see your girdle.
Right? I mean, once they get a little fragrant, you know what I'm saying? You can just, you know, make a little divot in the middle, drop some little garlic and some red pepper in there.
Are we about to have another segment of just Michael cooking section?
Jesus Christ. Next question. Hey,
I don't know if this question will be right for everyone.
Right.
It says, unfortunately, one of these goat television shows will be out of bounds for you. Which one got to go?
Goat television shows?
The Sopranos.
Oh.
The Wire.
Ooh.
Breaking Bad.
Ooh.
Mad Men.
Oh my God.
Mad Men's gone.
That was a choice.
So the only show I've seen is Breaking Bad. I haven't seen The Wire. What was the first one?
Sopranos
or Mad Men. My parents have seen Mad Men. They said that they really, really liked it.
If I have to compare them to the other ones, that show is ass.
Mm.
Straight.
Wait, have you seen
ass.
It? Have you seen it though? Have you seen
Mad Men? Yes, I've watched quite a bit of Mad Men. It used to come on TV all the time. And
now, is it?
I'm just saying,
trash because it wasn't. Weren't their key demographic.
No, it wasn't that. It was just
thought Mad Men was trash.
No, I'm saying compared.
Oh,
that's why I said compared to the other shows.
The other shows have a deeper, more compelling narrative.
Yeah.
The only reason why I continued watching Mad Men in the beginning was Christina Hendricks.
Yep.
that lady looked good in red.
Yeah, if I got rid of one, it would be Mad Men as well.
Not saying it's a bad show.
Because I think between Breaking Bad and The Wire, I think those are two are like neck and neck for the best TV show of all time.
I can't get rid of Breaking Bad or The Wire
nope.
at all.
Well,
but I've watched enough Sopranos that show is.
Now, if you want to get rid of like that Sopranos movie that came out not too long ago, it could go. That one can go. You can get rid of it.
Oh, I didn't know there was a Sopranos movie.
It was mid. His son, the dude who played
Tony's.
Yeah, his son played him as a younger.
I thought it was a TV show.
It was a movie.
It was a movie?
Yeah, it's something like Saints of something.
Saints of Bull.
Saints of Newark?
Yeah, Saints of Newark.
That was a Sopranos movie?
Yeah, it was a prequel. It was a Sopranos prequel. Dang. It was mid. I can't say it was like really good, but it was mid. Huh. I enjoyed it mostly because I just enjoyed the Sopranos
stuff. Yeah.
What about y'all?
Sopranos was
cuz I don't think I needed to be.
Mad Men. I haven't seen the other two, mm-hmm. but it seems like The Wire
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad I've already seen. That's definitely
okay. So let me
and Sopranos. Actually, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really into like whole mafia kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So I'm actually going to say The Sopranos.
Okay. So I'm trying to get a friend of mine. She's over the top. Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad is the best show she's ever seen in her life.
Has she seen Better Call Saul?
Oh, yeah.
Has she seen The Wire?
No. And I'm trying to convince her to watch The Wire, but she's like, I'm like, I'm telling you, The Wire. And to me, I think The Wire is better than Breaking Bad. Mm. But I'm trying to convince her. But I don't know how to convince her to watch it. So, I mean, I know it's not tailored towards the content that she would probably watch. That makes any sense.
But I mean, the earlier seasons might be because it's a lot more like, cop drunk. Yeah.
Well, that was trying to tell her. I was like, the first three seasons of The Wire were excellent.
Yeah.
When it got into the newspaper, then it kind of fell down a little bit. But I mean, it was still.
When they added the school in the newspaper, I was like, yo, that's when it caught my attention. And then I went back to the beginning.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you?
Because I thought the child acting was really good.
Monica, what about you?
And I was like, them little boys is killing this.
Monica, what about you?
It's like if you had to live without a show, mm-hmm. which one would you cross away?
Yeah, Sopranos, Breaking Bad.
You've only seen Breaking Bad, right?
Mad Men.
Monica watched The Wire.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
I saw some of the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to keep Mad Men.
Oh,
for the costumes.
I thought that'd be
no interest in fucking crime drama. I didn't even finish Breaking Bad because the characters got too fucking irritating for me.
What? I thought that was the most brilliant part of the show. The characterization.
I know, but it got too
tedious.
Yes. Yes. And I understand that it's going to be that thing where it's like, he's not supposed to be likable. I don't like him. But it's like, I'm not going to sit here hating my life and like this, having this like show make the dialogue makes my ass itch. And I'm just going to keep watching the whole show. But it's like, not in like a negative way. It's just in like, I get it that you're like a scary meth dude now and you're the one who knocks. And it's like,
I thought the beauty of that is like when he does the whole "I'm the one who knocks" thing to his wife, they immediately show him being just a fucking pussy. Yeah. Immediately after, like him being the most terrified point of his life, and it's just like, yeah, you get to play up that role in front of people who are not actually in this shit, but you are just as human as everybody else.
Yeah.
And so it's the characterization that humbles him, but also reinforces how much further he has to go, which makes it an interesting watch to me.
Yeah.
Like further he has to go with the goal, him being the leader of that drug empire and becoming the kind of person who would be able to lead that kind of so it's like an inverted character arc where it's a character arc where the ending goal result is scumbaggery rather than anything like decent.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's a villain arc.
Yeah, and then they might like shoehorn in a redemption arc, and you can gamble about whether or not I mean, I'm saying I didn't finish it. I'm just saying shows like that, and it's just like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Just in general,
I don't give a shit.
Towards the end, they were kind of trying to show you that he's irredeemable.
Yeah, he's gotten to that point.
But how many?
He was irredeemable probably by the second
season. He was irredeemable by the time his old boy girl
by died. The second season. Yeah,
he was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like,
you're not going to help her?
You just led a woman over OD.
Overdose and die. Yeah.
I mean, would she have died anyways?
Yes. Yeah. Well, she could have lived if he would have.
But he didn't even, He
let her watch.
He definitely could have turned her on her side.
Spoiler alert. He definitely
watched. Who hasn't seen Breaking Bad yet?
That's just evil.
No. We're not apologizing for spoilers for a show that's a decade old.
Yeah.
You're mad about that, you know, fight Pierce about it.
Right.
I can't fight.
But you can try. You can scuffle.
He definitely let her die.
I got broad shoulders.
He got broad shoulders.
Pierce. Block, grab the balls.
No, I'm not doing that.
Hey, don't put your hands on nobody.
No, I wasn't going to.
Multiple lists.
I'm not going to do that.
You're going to make Monica jealous.
Look at me. Look at me.
I don't want to look at me. Stop.
I'm the captain now.
Shut up.
Ozzy's like, look.
Do not.
You will address those balls.
No, you will address those balls. Cradle.
Next
question. I don't want to hear about you fondling anybody's balls.
No, I'm not going to do it. Next question.
First time I hear about you and somebody else's balls.
So I got into a bar fight.
Andy, next.
I'm not King Jimmy, but I'm not doing that.
Which one of these sitcoms would you be happy to never watch again?
The Simpsons. I'm sorry. I don't even know if that's on there. Yeah. Go ahead.
Seinfeld. Friends. How I Met Your Mother.
Friends.
And New Girl.
Wait. Ozzy, go first.
Friends.
All right, I'm gonna go right next to him, and I'm just to be a little bit different.
Why Friends?
Because I've watched it, and it was.
Because he's not wrong. Friends gotta go.
That show is.
Friends gotta go.
The fucking worst. It's the worst. I just can't. The whole time, and I sat through all of it. I binged all of it because why, Ozzy? And I did. And the whole time, I'm just like,
this is unseasoned chicken.
This is shit.
Friends reminds me of kale chips.
What about New Girl?
New Girl was
amazing.
Okay, Andy, have you watched New Girl?
I have not.
New Girl should not be on that list.
New Girl is genuinely funny. Okay, it had genuinely funny. Like
New Girl. Please watch New Girl.
Okay.
Friends came out at a time where they just realized that sarcasm can be put on TV.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, all right, so now you get into this moment where people, like, my language is sarcasm. Like being sarcastic is not a personality.
This is my character choice. Sarcasm.
Every time you say something, I'll just say a sarcastic response. Like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
And now no one would actually really talk to you. I don't like any of those characters on that show. All of the characters fucking suck.
So growing up,
I like one of them.
Which one? Because you a thought? Her character was shitty.
Her character was the whore.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston was a pretty woman back then.
So,
but what was her name in the show?
Jennifer Aniston.
See, you Rachel? Don't like her name. I think she was Rachel or something.
The one who didn't wear a bra.
You don't like Rachel. You like Jennifer Aniston.
The one who didn't wear a bra.
The one that didn't wear a bra. I was like, oh, scene. Yes.
There we go.
But
got him.
I did not notice that.
Growing up, my mom was watching Friends, and
that's the only reason why.
Friends is what I would get rid of as well. It like even compared to Seinfeld, I even like Seinfeld.
You like Seinfeld?
I like Seinfeld.
I like Seinfeld.
I don't know. I didn't think it would be Pierce's.
I grew up watching Seinfeld. I grew up watching Friends. I also know how bad Friends is. What was the third one?
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not getting rid of How I Met Your Mother.
I thought Seinfeld might have been a little too mundane for your personality.
No, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with making mundane into kind of chaos.
So someone that I know, she was a huge How I Met Your Mother fan. She said, going back and watching it now, she's like, it is so inappropriate.
Going back for it is like, they were doing some things that is more problematic now. But just because you got more moral as you got older, don't mean it wasn't good when it was young.
Monica, there was a show that we were watching that was kind of like that, where it's just like, it was funny starting off and then also... And then you rewatch it, and then you're like, ugh. What was that?
Friends.
I have no idea. It wasn't Friends because I never put Boondocks? My
dialogue. No. I am the stone that the builder refused.
That was a joke. That was a joke. But
can I be honest? Friends was more homophobic than The Sopranos.
Yeah.
And The Sopranos
was super homophobic.
They were like we don't allow gay people in our group.
They but were Friends openly homophobic. These niggas was talking about not eating pussy because it was gay. It was like, what are you? What is wrong? What?
See, Friends was more homophobic than The Sopranos. That doesn't
make sense. You so homophobic that you going in the inverse?
I'd suck a dick before.
But that's crazy because I don't remember that about Friends. And I've never rewatched it.
Nah, Friends was pretty homophobic.
It was pretty cavalier about his homophobia. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
But that was just the state of things in the 90s. Yeah.
Interesting.
Last question?
Definitely. Oh, yeah. And Friends for me, too. It's got to go. Friends has got to go.
Two more?
All right. One of these social media apps is exiting your life. Which one got to go? Twitter? WhatsApp? Snapchat or the gram?
Can I just keep one?
Oh God!
And can I also put Facebook on that list and just say?
Yeah, can I say Facebook?
That'll be the same.
Twitter.
Snapchat is useless.
But Snapchat ain't on the list.
No, it is. Yeah, Twitter, WhatsApp, Snapchat, and the gram.
Yeah,
Snapchat is like.
But I feel like WhatsApp is
be on Snapchat.
Nigga, go
to TikTok or something.
You can look.
I'm talking about interacting directly with. Mm.
Well, see, I like Snapchat. There's little shows that I'd be watching on that I found out about on Snapchat. Like, Definitely Not Gourmet.
Definitely not.
Get rid of Snapchat.
No. Snapchat is going nowhere.
Snapchat is pretty
good. Goodbye, Twitter.
So here's the thing about
girls get on Snapchat and get kind of reckless, and he's like, "Ooh, you didn't even think twice about sending me that."
Here's the thing about WhatsApp. I feel like it's just an opportunity to message people that aren't in your same country. You know what I mean? Because I was using that to text with people that or it's a very cheap phone plan.
But I use it every day.
I use it WhatsApp. Every day.
No, but you're or, not, you but mean you're Snapchat?
Not, WhatsApp.
But you're not you're not getting rid of WhatsApp though.
No, WhatsApp would be the only thing I would keep.
That's why.
And I want to add Facebook to the thing.
Yeah.
I guess technically
you just don't like social media.
I want to dislike it more. All right, hold up.
Why?
Oh. Start it off. Which one are you getting rid of?
Oh, Twitter.
Twitter.
Damn, I was about to say that too. I gotta get rid of Twitter.
I just don't use it as much.
I never tweet shit.
I don't tweet shit, but I still Facebook.
It doesn't seem necessary, but everyone loves it.
Instagram. I still get on Instagram.
You know what? There's always some sort of bullshit beef happening on Twitter.
Yeah.
And like the fighting game community niggas be beefing.
Yeah.
The comic book community niggas be beefing. And the anime and gaming communities niggas is beefing.
Beefing all the time. Like,
I was gonna say that I was like it definitely wouldn't be Twitter because even though I don't actively use it, I get a lot of
entertainment.
Gossip and entertainment off of it. So why would I shut it down?
Yeah, but it's a lot of negative entertainment.
Yeah,
so I guess technically, I'd have to let it go.
I'd have to let it go because everybody, like a bunch of people that I still look like.
Follow or whatever.
YouTube channels and stuff. Yeah. They will tell me to go to their Instagram channel before they tell me to go to their Twitter.
Yeah.
All right, Pierce, what you
say? So I would say I would personally only want to keep WhatsApp because I think the issue with like social media in general is just like how quickly word can spread to dangerous levels. Where it's like, you know, the whole shit with Trump.
So pick one.
Pierce is grabbing
balls. I'm gonna say get rid of Twitter.
Twitter.
Okay. Yeah,
it might be the most negative one.
Yeah, because it kind of creates more. It's more so gossip train than anything.
It allows the most discourse between the most people.
Yeah.
So yeah, true. In the grand scheme of things, it will allow for the most negativity.
Yeah, I don't
because there's a lot of negativity between people,
but there's also a lot of positive shit. You're just dealing with more people.
True, but
it's just they're exponential.
There are the professionals and then the quote professionals, you know, on Instagram trying to be like, be like, you know, here's this kind of like store, follow me kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's the idea of like the uncomfortable truth or the comfortable lie kind of thing.
I like comfortable lies.
Yeah, I know. But also it can be a detriment to everything else. To a lot of people in the long
run. Are you saying that it's like a echo chamber kind of thing?
Yeah.
You're talking about? But you can have an echo chamber on literally anything. So if your purpose of getting rid of Twitter is because echo chambers can happen.
I want to get rid of it all. That can
happen on literally any.
I want to get rid of it all, but because the options are going to get rid of, one. I would get rid of it all. Except for maybe WhatsApp, because WhatsApp has, I mean, at least we use WhatsApp as maybe someone didn't pay their, you know, wasn't able to pay their phone bill on time. So we still use that to communicate or whatever, you know, and maybe not just our group. But I've also been able to communicate with people who are in Australia.
Wait, you can use WhatsApp even overseas. If your phone's cut off?
Yeah.
It works over Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
It's a Wi-Fi or internet kind of thing set up.
Yeah. As someone who doesn't do social media VOIP. Like that, I'd probably get rid of Instagram.
Get rid of IG?
Yeah, because I don't get on Instagram.
Well, I've gotten more stuff from my art because of Instagram.
And I don't get on Twitter, but I do read some people tweeting stuff like it's embedded in articles and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're like on there, but you don't follow anyone.
No, I don't have a Twitter.
Oh, okay,
The discourse has to happen somewhere.
Mm.
Yeah.
And if you get rid of one, it's just gonna move to another platform.
Right.
True.
Actually, right, Monty, move from
right. Monty, you gotta answer.
Yeah, it's a Snapchat. I've never downloaded Snapchat ever, and I just don't
that really makes sense. Yeah.
Give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
All right, one more?
Because I'm not a hoe, one last Ozzy.
All right, final question.
This nigga Ozzy is slut.
I Snapchat my friend.
Ozzy fucking damn harlot. Slut.
Really sorry, but one's got to go. Your favorite album, your favorite film, or your favorite place to eat?
Favorite place to eat.
My favorite place to eat already got nixed.
Yeah, I've been through that plenty favorite of times. I'll find a new one.
I no longer have a favorite place to eat, so if I find one and then it got to go again, I'll be fine because it'd be the newest thing in my life.
I don't know if I specifically go, this is my favorite album.
Mm.
Mm. You know where because I like a good variety listen of music kind of thing. So I guess I would say favorite album because I can still find enjoyment. And if that becomes my new favorite album, then, oh, well, I can move on to the next.
Do y'all have favorite albums?
I don't think I do.
Monica, what's your favorite album?
The Black Parade.
I'm sorry. I meant to let you answer that.
Is it Fat Lip?
That's just a song. Sum 41.
This may be cliche.
No, Monica, seriously. Answer the question.
It is Black Parade.
Damn. Okay. If you make that face, then niggas
it's
ain't wrong.
Three cheers.
it's three cheers good. For sweet revenge. it's the Black Parade.
Andy, do you have a favorite album?
He
said the Blueprint too.
No.
Hell no.
But I was thinking
the real Slim Shady. No,
Michael Jackson's.
That's
the song.
Invincible. No, not Invincible.
You're killing me, Pierce.
Which one's the one
me.
With Thriller?
Thriller.
And Bad.
Thriller.
Yeah, Thriller.
It's a Thriller. I was thinking of the other one. Yeah, I was listening to that. It's probably been a few years ago, but from the beginning to the end, I was like, this was really a good piece of work.
Well, actually, so I don't know. So this kind of shows my roots, but like Sublime, What I Got, album that was one of those albums that me and my brother still listen to every summer. That's a very California kind of thing. It's extremely California, but it's always one of those things where we can go through all the songs. All
right,
we love it.
Can I just because I was talking about this Thriller, let me just list off these songs.
All right,
all on one album. Wanna Be Starting Something.
Ooh.
Wait, this is your Michael Jackson's Thriller is your favorite album of all time?
Because
that's a great album.
It's a fantastic album.
I think so. It might be.
Multiple.
If I had to pick one, I like a lot of different music, but if I had to pick one that I was like, this was exceptional.
You know,
this,
you can always go back to it and still enjoy
this
it.
This album is like a little high to get over.
A little low to get under.
See, The Girl Is Mine, Thriller, Beat It, Billie Jean, Pretty Young Thing, Human Nature, The Lady in My Life, and Baby Be Mine. I mean,
I don't think I listened to those last three songs, or I don't remember those last three songs. I could be wrong.
You've heard Human Nature before.
Okay, I don't remember.
You just don't recall it.
Yeah, you've probably heard Pretty Young Thing.
Yeah, you heard.
I know Pretty Young Thing.
Okay. The last one, Baby Bond.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us that is human nature.
Why?
Oh, that song. I know that song.
All on one album. I mean,
was a great album.
And he did his thing on that album.
And that the music video for Thriller was essentially a movie.
Thriller was dope.
We rewatched it recently. Have you listened to it without the music? Because he's like.
It's just the scooching sound.
Was he hitting? What
the hell is stopping?
It was Monica.
Monica going ballistic. Could you please stop stomping?
And then he also throws in his ad libs too.
Yeah, it's a good time.
That's
what, nigga?
It's literally the dance scene from the way you make me feel. We said. Somebody opened the window. What the fuck are you screaming?
No. These kind of people, all you would hear would be the like the wind, and a very faint.
Because you're like seeing it from. Like,
okay, yeah. So I genuinely want to know, Ozzy, what's your favorite album?
My favorite album has, I swear to God, it moves yearly.
It probably do.
Yes,
I currently
is it Deer Hunter?
Right now it is.
Hey, he cooked a donut. Sorry.
It's very predictable.
I'm gonna cook you in a minute. Flamethrower. Just know it's coming. Anyway. It's probably Act 5.
Act 5?
Yes, Mike.
Act 5 is hard. I genuinely have three different albums that are my current favorite.
Mm-hmm. I cry listening to
The Black Album by Jay-Z. There is not a skippable track on there for me. The Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. There is not a skippable track.
Mike, you only get one.
And, he's just listening.
And The Deer Hunter Act 3.
Act 3 over 2?
There is not a skippable track.
There is not a skippable track, but I know for a fact how much you like 2.
I do. I love 2.
I was about to say, Mike. Now if there's a song that you enjoy more on number 2,
but
at number 3, there's consistently unskippable music.
Is those three albums?
Yeah, 3.
If I want to put on an album and not turn a song,
want to hear this disc.
It'd be one of
those. And that's how I feel about 5 right now.
Do you hold the Black Album in the height and the regard that you hold it in because we thought that was going to be his last album?
Probably.
Because, you know, that was his retirement album. He was done, and then he dropped like 10 more albums.
All right, one last question. This is the very, very last question. Then we are getting out of here.
Because it's warm in this
room. It's hot.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, my God. It's like sticky.
Too hot.
It's not global warming. It's climate change.
One more.
Too hot.
Hot damn.
Drag more time in.
It's too hot.
Hot damn.
Bitch, say my name. You know who I am.
All right, if you want to go rap, greatest rappers, one's got to go.
Who?
Notorious B.I.G.
Of course, that was going to be on the list.
Tupac.
Of course.
Jigga. Jay-Z. And Eminem.
Fuck. Can I answer? Just to get it out the way?
Yeah, go ahead.
Pac is out.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel the exact same way.
I'm sorry.
Not taking anything away from him.
Hey.
I
find myself enjoying the music of the other three a lot more.
A lot more.
Yeah. It's like Tupac's got some good songs.
He got some cool songs.
He's got some great songs.
He got some bangers.
But compared to the other ones, I feel like there's other ones. There's more that you're like, I would much rather be listening, you know.
Right. My ambitions as a writer come on, I'm going up.
Interesting.
But,
come with me. We were singing that yesterday.
Okay.
Monica,
who would you get rid of?
Would you?
Biggie Smalls.
It would have been Eminem, but his newer catalog is aggressive.
No, I said
J-Hovah.
You said Pac. Shady.
Now I'm going all there.
Monty, who you getting rid of? Monty probably getting rid of Biggie.
She getting rid of him.
She
getting rid of Eminem.
Monty getting rid of Biggie.
It's going to be Biggie.
She getting rid of Eminem.
All right. Everybody put their predictions in. Let's go.
I know.
Eminem.
Biggie. I'm going to say Biggie.
Notorious
I'm
going to
say Biggie.
You're going to say Biggie as well?
Yeah, he didn't have a catalog.
She's going to say Jay-Z. Just
Monica, all right. Everybody's predictions are in. Monica, who do you say?
Here we go.
Drum roll, please. The answer is...
I'm going to have to say Biggie.
Ooh. I knew it.
Yeah.
Because Monica don't like fat black dudes.
Well, there you have it.
All right, give it up, everyone.
Wrap it up.
Hey, wrap it up. Wrap it up. And that is the end of our episode.
All right. Are we just going to end it there?
Yeah. Fuck you guys. Hell no, you're not ending it there. Turn my motherfucking mic on.
Your mic is on. It's still on.
It's
still on.
Hey, I don't think she needs it.
Your mic's muted. You got to go to someone else's mic.
I'm joking. We're not ending it right there.
God, that'd be so perfect if you did end it right there.
I was really just bullshit. Nah, Monty, you get to defend yourself. I said some bullshit. You got to let them know how wrong
you are. Hey, you trying to get your ass.
So why... Big Monica.
Ozzy, I told you why.
Because when I was but a child.
It's something about the aesthetic.
His songs actually scared me. It made me feel like if I ever encountered this man as an adult and he didn't know who I was, he would like hurt me somehow because fuck these hoes out here and I would just be some
you,
other hoe.
You being so a black female.
I would end up in some kind of violent interaction from being at the wrong place at the wrong time mm-hmm. and he would be dissing me on somebody's track like, yeah, I fucking killed your girlfriend, bitch. But the other thing about it, and it would be fucking me who was just fucking passing at that time and I'd be like, man, fuck. And then he thought it was nice to fucking send my fingernails to my mama. Because he a fucking demon. But also, I'm going to say this about Eminem. Now, when I was little, my experience about Eminem...
She better go on everybody on this list.
My experience with Eminem is that Eminem never directly bothered me, right? Because it's like, I was kind of in tune with that. Like, I was in tune with the shock rap because it was kind of in right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what got to me was the way the men around me were enjoying it.
So it got
to a point where people like enjoyed it, like when people were too like fervent and like frothing at the mouth about Eminem, I'm like, you've choked a woman before, didn't you? Like, I feel like they like, because he has so many fucking woman issues in his songs.
And, it was always about the same girl.
But I'm like, who did you kill?
The same
it was
girl.
Just Kim.
I don't want to hear no apologist shit. I'm talking about what childhood me heard. I thought that nigga had a woman in his trunk at the moment. And I thought that everybody who was just like, have you ever been hated or discriminated? I was like, yeah, you got somebody in your trunk right now, and I'm afraid of you.
He almost got sued.
That was me.
Because
that
of Bonnie and Clyde, too.
Every day. Have you ever been... sometimes it feels like the world's on my shoulder.
It's just how, yeah, like... And then he had that feud with Hillary Duff at the time, which at the time I loved Hillary Duff.
That was with Britney Spears.
But he said weird shit about Hillary Duff like a lot too. I remember it because I liked Hillary Duff like a whole lot. It was like a whole bunch of like little like white girl pop stars that he would just have feuds with, and I'm like, why he care about her? She like 15.
Well, it was weird. He was having feuds with pop artists.
It seemed like pop music isn't real music.
I think it's because
it felt like an unhealthy fixation. That's all I'm gonna say.
It was genuinely for shock value.
Shock value, and because they started recognizing him
as a pop artist.
We're not saying it's okay, stop sitting me down
in rooms next to Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, and he was. He put in too much work to be felt like.
And we're not saying that it was okay for him to do so. Why before you say that? Because that's normally what you say. Because normally that's what you say.
When I didn't say shit. I said that's what little me felt like.
You said enough.
You're going to have to take that up with 5-year-old me.
Monica?
Because I'm just a...
My palms are sweaty.
I'm just a baby.
My knees are weak. My arms are heavy.
Oh, he's vomit on his sweater already.
Whose was it?
Mom's spaghetti. He's nervous. But on the surface, he's calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud.
All right, stop.
No, but the words won't come
out. We're ending it. We're wrapping it up.
Are we?
I'm going to wrap it up.
Wrap it up, then.
Snap back to reality. Oh,
God, what were you about to say? Hold on. Andy, what were you about to say?
Big Papa's got to go.
Oh.
Big Papa's gotta go.
Okay.
I mean, Tupac had...
I'm changing. I'm getting rid of Jay-Z.
That's just spiteful.
Just to get at him.
Jehovah said that's blasphemy.
You're like, you know who I hate?
Which is blasphemy in itself.
Are you one of the witnesses?
Oh, no.
Are Jason fans?
The God MC witnesses.
All right.
Have you ever been to a Jay-Z concert?
Okay, before we wrap it up.
Actually, when you're a Jehovah's Witness. Okay.
Hold on. Before we wrap this up, there was a guy on the other job who was talking about how Hov got his name and how he's the greatest rapper. He was like, man, 10 niggas went in the room with Jay-Z. They all came out going, Hov. I was like, get the fuck away from me, man.
Bro, that sounds weird.
He also said Flat Earth was real. So,
my favorite hip-hop story is the story about how DMX got discovered. It was like, was looking for rappers, so it's like a room full of like 100 niggas, and they was all waiting for him to show up, and then when this producer came in, they all like parted like the Red Sea for DMX, and this nigga had his mouth wired, and he like rapped so hard that he ripped the fucking God. Iron out. Holy shit. It's like, oh my God, this is the most visceral story ever. And then he got a record deal. I was like, this nigga DMX is different.
Yeah.
He's rapping through the wire like Kanye.
Kanye didn't get through those wires.
All right,
like, no, he didn't. He really didn't.
I did not like Kanye when he first came out.
All right, thank you so much for listening to this episode.
That is not a revelation I would have thought. To hear from you. Didn't
like. I'm wrapping it up. We continue this after this.
I hated through the wire when I first heard it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like,
thank you so much for listening to this episode of Chosen Without Method.
You want the cake,
Monica? Do you want to wrap it up? Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Chosen Without Method. We are on a passion project schedule. Check us out on all the socials, even though we just talked about them.
Wherever you consume your podcast.
Wherever you consume your podcast. Wherever please you tell a friend. Please tell a family. Media. Maybe not your family, but tell a friend.
No, tell your family.
To tell a friend.
Okay.
And we want to be friends.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
But yeah. Thank you, guys. That was it. Bye, everyone.
You tell your friends.
There we go. My friends. There
we can
go.
Be friends. Switch and meet friends.
1, 2, 3. We'll be right back. My name's Ozzy.
I thought of a follow up question.
I'm not going to let that be the intro. I promise you, I'm not going to let that be the intro.
You're going to find a place to put it
in. Oh, shit. Yeah, it's going somewhere, though.
It's going somewhere.
Oh, God damn,
it's going to be the highlights.
Do we need a new intro?
I was pondering something, and it just.
Oh, fuck.
Probably, yes, we need an intro.
That probably right, shouldn't right. be recorded. But the Mass Raccoon Hunter?
Shut up. Is it right here?
That's person.
Is it right here? If you say one more bad thing, you make his mascara smear.
Mascara's going to
smear. It's because you're black.
That's not okay, is Mike. That's not okay, wait. Mike.
I'm just... The Coon Master was?
Nigga, no.
Holy shit.
Elzy really called himself the Coon Master.
It was not okay.
That's the wildest shit I ever heard in my life. The Coon Master, Monica, nigga?
There was a raccoon hat involved.
Okay. Of course there was. Thank you. We all, it all started with a raccoon hat.
Uh-oh.
So could you be the Coon Master while you're wearing the raccoon
hat? What do you mean it always starts with a raccoon hat?
I don't know.